shall rise. This morning, we want to try by the help of the Lord to try to round up with this message. We are reading from three places this morning. 1 Peter chapter 5, from verse 8 to 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and verse 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Read from verse 8 to 10. No, sorry, verse 10 to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Glory, verse 3 to verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 3 to 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. Hope that the Lord keep us awake and alert and attentive, and the Lord deliver his people from wandering minds and from wondering about. There is only one person that wonders about in the Bible, that is the devil. May the Lord be our help. The prophet was, we have been on this message for a little time now, spiritual warfare. And we just want to, we are not going to go back to make any review. Because if we do, then we'll be stopping around the same place. We all progress and then end it. But they are all there in the tape. I mean, they are there where we normally store our sermons. You click it, you play it. Let me read this from the greatest battle ever fought, from paragraph 83 to 86. So many people, lots of times, has misconstrued the word and have been misunderstood by this, by making utter calls. I said, I won't see much on an altar call. No meaning that you shouldn't make an altar call. But somebody gets somebody by the arm and say, "Oh, Brother John, you know what? Me and you have been neighbors all this time. Come up here at the altar. Get down." What is he doing? The prophet says, "I wish I had a blackboard here. I could show you what he is doing. He is trying to walk through his," the prophet puts so here, his spirit, the unaffection. That don't work. That is not the avenue. The person doing that is trying to walk on the spirit of that person. But the prophet said that that will not work. It is emotion. You see a lot of people, you know, in emotions we are different from each other. Some people, before they are publishing, tears are full their eyes. They are started crying and weeping and the rest of it like that. That is just this body emotion. All that happened within the spirit realm. And people are built differently. But Abraham said that himself is a hardened person. He says so in one of the quotes. Say, but he has gotten to a place that as hardened as his heart is, and what even make his heart to be hardened more, is things that he has passed through, things that he has seen, sights, situations that are terrible. Like you see the doctors, they look to be hardened. It's because of the training they went through. They go and see different type of diseases and sickness on daily basis, and they see so many people pass away. They see people suffering that they cannot help. What they do medically, they apply, is not helping the person. So what do they do? A natural woman being, we almost died there. But the doctor just turned away, turned to another person and attend to that one. And from that walk, we are at the point we have to off his phone so that himself can survive. All right. But emotions won't work. Let's continue. You have not seen it yet? You have seen it? All right. Sadly, it is. Maybe he is walking on what? The what? A memory. Through the sense of the spirit. When you see soul here, it is spirit, because this is 1962 when Brother Abraham was using soul instead of the spirit. At that time, the ring he drew, he put the spirit in the innermost, he put the soul, the middle one, and then the body outside. But when he corrected it, the body is outside, inside that is the spirit, the innermost is the soul. So what he's talking about here is the spirit. Through the sense of the spirit, "Oh, Brother John, you had a wonderful mother. She died a long time ago." A memory. See, you can't do that. Your mother was a Christian. You too supposed to be a Christian. It doesn't follow like that. He's got to come down the line of free moral agency. That is, the person must be personally convinced. The person must personally decide. But the reason why we preach, because you can say that is, then why are you warning people? Why are you pressurizing us? Why are you telling us, forcing us sometimes? But Abraham also said, "I persuade, I beg, I do everything." Sometimes he will even use commanding stone. It is because where you are heading towards, if you miss it, you don't know. But he has witnessed the place. And he said that you can't picture hell to be that bad. You don't come because you are a good neighbor. Okay. Oh, all right. Let me start the prayer. It's got to come down the line of free moral agency. You yourself let the word of God. You don't come because your mother was a good woman. You don't come because you are a good neighbor. You come because that God calls you to come. And you accept him on the basis of his word. That word is what means everything. Amen. You have to get to a spot that the word of God means more to you than everything on earth. Than your work, than your everything than your daily food, it must mean more to you than that. Mean more to you than your parents, than your children, than your loved ones. That is why Jesus will say, I think in Luke chapter 14, that anyone that will not forsake his father, his mother, his children, is this one, and hate his own life, say, he cannot be my disciple. Because the word of God will bring you to that. A personal decision. Amen. That word is what means everything. That word. If you can get everything out of the way, all conscious, all senses, and just let the word come in, that word will produce just exactly. Amen. Let's go to paragraph 91. Paragraph 91. It must be accepted in the mind. Then it is believed in the heart. That statement is correct. The prophet said that the mind is the gateway to the soul. When you hear this word, first of all, your mind processes it. Then it opens the door. If you will accept it, then it enters inside. If you are also going to reject it, that is also where you will reject it, because that is the battleground. When reasoning comes and say, what is he saying? He didn't interpret it well. He didn't read it well. That's not the, I get another quote. Then the word of God becomes a reality. Then every senses of the spirit and soul is just called out with the Holy Spirit. Then your sense of God, your conscience of God, everything that is godly flows through you. There is not a doubt anywhere. There is nothing can rise up. There is nothing can come up in the memory and say, well, I remember Miss Doe tried to trust God. And Miss so and so. Miss Doe tried to trust God for healing one time and she failed. See? But if that channel has been cleared out and been purged and been filled on the inside with the Holy Spirit, that don't even come in the memory. No matter what Miss Jones and what she did, it is you and God together and nobody else but you. There you are. That is your battle. Kill him at the beginning, stop him dead in his track. It depends how long you can make the world linger. It is stop it right now. Amen. They just elected Trump in. He said he will stop all the wars. He has not gotten there. Only everybody here has seen that Trump. They begin to adjust themselves. They already adjusting themselves. Even Putin that is stubborn before, he has already congratulated him. Is Ukraine say they come and take from US $600 million every month dollars. When that one does not go anywhere, that's the end of the war. They are the ones that supply weapons so that if it did not supply the weapon, the war stopped automatically. Are you going to fight when you don't have anything to fight? He has said he know how to do it before, but you see, there are people that is what they benefit from. For me personally, as if we fight the man. Because he has godly principles. The other one has devilish principles. So for whatsoever reason, me as if we fight a man like that. I don't care whether it benefits me, does not benefit me. That is not what is in question. It's not where somebody that support something benefit me. If you follow anything like that one, you can't get the real thing. You look at it from God's side. It's against gay. All the gay have to pack their load and find their level. Lesbianism. This one, this one. You know why is it Musk? Why he supported him? He said he lost his first son. Because the first son changed to transgender and is now a gay. He said, this is not my child again. Because the government of the day, I allow it.
So,
he said he lost his son. That's why he pulled all his resources and say, I will support this truck. When he looked at his manifesto, he said, I will support this one. Go and stop the nonsense. Every day was sending $1 million. Yeah. May the Lord be our head. In the time of the, I think, was it civil war, whatever here? Or not civil war, whatever. One of the people said that if you are feeding your enemy, then the war will continue. When you stop the feeding, he stops. Is it not somebody that has strength that will fight? Amen. The prophet said that, let me just read from paragraph 97, because there are plenty things I just want to let us hit today. I don't want to just, from 97, a little girl come here, not long ago, from the high school. Her mother called me up, said, Brother Brown, my girl has got Hodgkin disease, that is cancer, forms in lungs. And the doctors took a piece from a break of her throat, sent it away, and it was perfectly Hodgkin disease. So he said, that's biopsy, they call. The next one breaks, may break over her heart. When it does, she's gone. Said, the way they are breaking, she's got anywhere about 3 months to live. The mother said, what shall I do? Send her back to school? He said, let her go, because she will go probably suddenly. That's what the doctors told her. And said, just let her go and live a normal life as she can. Don't tell her nothing about it. That's what the doctors told them. So the lady said to me, what must I do? I said, bring her up and put her in the prayer line. And I said, you come with her. I felt a little funny feeling. And when the little girl come by that morning with blue-looking lips, painted. God did not create blue lips. God didn't create anyone with blue lips. From makeup. And as the school asked them, and the little thing come by, I didn't know who she would be, was going to call me on the phone. I took a hold of her hand. I said, good morning, sister. There she was. That was her. Just in a few moments. You see, when they came, that was when Brother Abraham, by the discernment, now knew that this was the person that called her. That this is the case that he was called for. Do you understand that? All right. Just in a few moments, look down to our mother and see both of them without God, without Christ. I said, how can you expect healing on these grounds? Will you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I said, will you come to this pool here and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins? They said, we will do that. Oh, you know what happened? The woman may be sitting here this morning. Many of you know the case. Brother Mike Egan, one of the trustees here, watched the case. That has been about 4 or 5 years ago. The little girl was took back to the doctor. Not even one trace of Hodgkin disease was found in her. Now, the devil had a license to stay in her body because of their sinful condition. And the prophet is telling them that you cannot expect healing on these cases. That is why Abraham said that even when you are praying for healing, that you must give God the reason why you want to be healed. Is it that you want goodness so that you continue your stubbornness? You continue your wayward life? Is that the reason you are asking for? Or you ask somebody you want to revenge? May God just give me strength. I will deal with him. Is that why you are asking for healing? Healing can never come like that. Amen. Now the prophet said, paragraph 74. This is how God and Satan start their own part of this battle. Say, but the spirit It only has, it means the prophet is talking about the soul here. It only has one sense. The soul, oh, let's get it. The soul has one sense. And that sense is either of them dominates it. It is faith or doubt. That is exactly. And there is only one avenue to that. That is free moral agency. You can accept doubt or you can accept faith. Either one you want to walk on. Therefore, Satan begins at the principal part to cause the spirit of man to doubt God's word. God begins at the principal part to lay his word in that spirit. That spirit is actually the soul. There you are. That is what does it. Amen. That is what happened to them. Satan, he knows the practice. He walks around you to begin to let you begin to doubt. Every time in every service, it happens unconsciously that things are said that is according to God's word. There are people in their heart reject it. I'm not talking that if I make a slip of tongue that you should accept it. I'm not talking that if I talk off the word that you should accept it. But if what I'm saying is the word of God that could be proven, and then in your heart, the very least doubt you express in it, you are already disarmed. You are a tool in the hands of Satan already. Paragraph 139. I think, what's the matter with us preachers? I wonder what kind of a training that we have had. God is training for this battle. Matthew 24 said there, and also in Daniel 12 said, there will be a time of trouble such as never like on the earth before. And we are living in that time when culture and education and things are smoothed over the word of God and got into reasonings and so forth. The battle is now. Who will stand? Hallelujah. The battle is ready to go in. She's in array now. Look what a great opposition we got yonder. Remember the scripture that we read? The devil, your adversary, went about like a roaring lion. He's seeking whom to devour. Who will be like David? Said, you stand and let that uncircumcised Philistine divide the armies of the living God. Say, I'll go fight him. Amen. God wants men and women this morning who can raise up and say, I'll tell the Lord at his word. Amen. It is simple. See, the battle of God is simple. That is if you are ready to take the instructions. In most things in this life, it is taking instruction that helps us out. You go to school. A child that takes instruction of the teacher will easily pass. I used to say that failure begins from the day, first day you arrive at school. That's when failure starts. Some people for 2 weeks when they start, they say they have not done any serious thing. Who tell you they have not done serious thing? They have not done serious thing. A teacher has come to the only pay revision and he say they are only doing revision yet. What did you get in your last exam? Did you fail? It's what they are revising. So that you can know the next time. All those times we use that one to play. Some of them will come and then school is 8 o'clock. You see them 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. They are still roaming about. You see some of them 10 o'clock. Then they start on what kind of. That one, you know that this one has failed. And you need to fail. Instructions. In our own time, who born you well not to get to school by 7:30? Because there used to be lesson most of the time before the assembly. And if we see, and we say, there is no vehicle in our town. There is no motorcycle in our town. Some come from like about 4 kilometers to the school. And they must get to that place irrespective of where you are coming from. Even if you are not late and you ever see the principal going with his vehicle, Everybody will be running. Once he park, he will go and stay at the gate and watch the way people are coming. And see the person that is running and the person that is walking. As you are walking like that, stay here. Stay here. You learn in a hard way, daddy. But now, school, it has become anything. Majority of the parents just go and sweat and throw their money in the thing. Say that the teacher that is teaching us is a very bad teacher. He's a bad teacher. Okay. I will want to see the result of the entire class and see how bad the teacher is. Because if the teacher is bad, majority of them will fail. But if it is just about five of you that fail, then we will prove that you are the one that is bad. So if many parents will never step the school of their children until they finish. Now, it's also a story you are hearing. I've seen people that go to school before say they registered. They didn't even register in that school. They don't even have admission. And they are collecting money. May the Lord be our help. All right. Who will stand? Hallelujah. The battle is ready to go in. She's in hurry now. Look what a great composition will go yonder. Who will be like David? I'm sure I've read. Let me just. You stand and let them uncircumcised Philistines defy the armies of the living God. Say, I will go fight him. Amen. God wants men and women this morning who can raise up and say, I will take the Lord at his word. Amen. No matter what faith, wear this or that, and what that one did, that has nothing to do with it. Use swords and so forth. If you are afraid of him, get back where you belong. But God's army is moving forward. Amen. Men of valor, men of faith, men of power, men of understanding, they don't have to be smart, they don't have to be educated, they have to be channels. God takes those little channels. Every one of us, in fact, we are all agents of either God or Satan. Every human being, they are all agents. They are all ambassadors. They are all under one authority or one power. Everybody, and it depends on who you yield yourself to. That's the person that will rule you. Amen. I want to read another testimony here from paragraph 40 of this, and then I will read another testimony also before we continue. Paragraph 40 and 41. One brother here who had been having trouble with his wife years ago, she raised her head in a meeting. That's in a service. Where that I was having service. You see what we are talking about, listening to instructions? And I had them to keep their head down. I had an evil spirit that wouldn't leave the woman on the platform. And the lady, just irreverent, raised her head anyhow. Every time we tell her not to read it, think of what is it. We put our head, we close our eyes every time. And the spirit left the woman on the platform and went to her. And this is around 14 years, and the lady has been in a serious condition. So much evil mentality, she does things that is not even right. For instance, she left her own husband, went and married another man while she was living with her husband, and claimed she didn't know she done it. And so they tried to examine her for this. What is it you call that? Amnesia? Man, ever what that name is, I get that right, doctor. But it wasn't that. It was a spirit. And the lady was a fine friend of mine. But from that night on, she deliberately hated me. Because you can see why it was. So many things happen in the realm of Christianity. Many people find themselves in a condition, they don't know how they get there. This one is lucky because it happened in the time of the prophet, who has easy access to the other side, sees vision on daily basis. But we are preachers. Except God has prepared somebody to be a visionary, you cannot see no vision. That one is determined before you have formed your mother's belly. Because according to the prophet, while that formation is happening, your design is different from the design of others. On this area, whether somebody is a prophet or not, there should not be argument at all. Brother Abraham said that if you are to see vision, that you don't go to sleep to see your own dream. He said your first conscience and the second conscience is close together. He said they examine him in Mayo Clinic and ask questions. They don't know what that one is. He come from the Creator. This is in fulfillment of the scripture that said that before you were formed your mother called Jeremiah, I knew you and I ordained you as a prophet unto the nations. Anybody that is going to be there, that is determined by God, and that one take place while the formation is happening in the belly, that the person come out a different being. You won't see physically like this one, but the formation inside is different. Even the person is even not yet a believer, he will be seeing vision and they will be correct. So there is no argument in all these ones. Well, you go and meet somebody today and say, hey, what I see? I see something like that. You better run. There is nothing like something like. It's precise. This woman wouldn't listen to instructions. Bow your head. She feels too big to bow her head. His spirit wanted, just enter her that day and said, today, I'm not going to buy it. I want to see this thing at least. Let's see how it happens. And the spirit left the woman here and went to her. You remember the case of the 28 people that came, the preacher and his congregation, all of them carrying epilepsy out. Abraham said that people like that, he said there are plenty. He said he has a release from notary public with their signature and their seal signed to it of people that come to the meetings and carry demons away. Amen. But then when our husband came and we knelt in the room to pray, then the Holy Spirit came down. That was it. Then he appeared to our husband that night in a dream. He came back with a dream. He thought it was joking. Come to find out it was the very answer to his wife's healing. How that the Holy Spirit did it. Amen. That is after 14 years of torment. One disobedience, 14 years of torment. When instruction is given by the anointed one, don't you ever look at the person. Obey the instruction for your good. But if you have your own reasons, whatever you see there, you will manage it. Paragraph 22. Let me read this testimony, then we'll continue with the psalm. I asked Mrs. Woods if she would read it, but she was a little reluctant of doing so. An article where a medical doctor was certainly surprised. When it was a critique on divine healing, I wouldn't even let anybody talk about it in his office. And his nurse also. So it happened to be, he got a patient that was a cancer case, a big cancer. He wanted nothing to do with that, so he sent her over to another clinic. They also want nothing to do with her over there, so they sent her back. Sit back on your laps. Oh, it was on the breast, and it was in a terrible condition. And all the skin had been eaten off. And the cancer, it went down into the breast, into the root, into the ribs. I guess you understand what I mean. They got a little doctor friend from Norway setting with us this morning, and he got all of his material ready. For said he knows that she wanted him to operate and remove the breast. And it was a very bloody job. And he got all his parts, everything. The nurse got the lady ready and brought her into the operating room. And then she went back to get the instruments that will have to be used, that will have to be used by the doctor and his assistant to take the breast off. And so they had the towels and things laying over her. And so they started. And when he started to turn around, our husband wanted to know if he could sit in the end of the room and pray. He was a holiness preacher. And he sat there by the side of the foot of the bed and prayed. But the doctor wasn't too well satisfied with that. You know, him being in there. But as long as he wouldn't look and it wouldn't hurt him, why? I guess it was all right. And he wouldn't faint, you know. I've not gone to see where they do operation before. I think Brahman has said, enter operation room, go see them. Me, I don't think I get the strength. When somebody is a human being, not the animal, they open the thing up. I've butchered the meat when we kill. No? But when it comes to human being to tear the thing open like this and see all the intestine, everything, I don't think I have the strength for that one yet. So the prophet is saying, if this husband, if you will not look at it, because looking, he may faint, whatsoever, if it's only prayer, just face the wall perhaps and just do your prayer. That's all. And the man said, do your job, me, I will pray.
Okay.
So while sitting, praying, there come a fluttering in the room. Something begin to, like, flying around that place, in the operation room. And the doctor turns to go with his instrument to start to remove the breast. He moved pack after pack. There wasn't even a scar on the breast. Not even a scar. He said, does he move? Then he started, and the nurse gave her the testimony. Both of them has went out and had become Pentecostal, filled with the Holy Ghost, serving the Lord. Not even a scar. This testimony, this is not the prayer of the prophet. This is a believer. Not even a message believer. From a holiness preacher. Which is, of course, that is the best that he knows at that time. And this one may even bring, if he receives the Holy Ghost will still bring that to the message. And in praying there, there are so many testimonies that come from individuals. The prophet used to give the message. That is to let people know that it is not only him that can pray for the sick. He told us of the one of the woman that came and prayed for a child that was waiting to be prayed for. You remember that one? This was not to be a man, not a preacher, not a brother, not just a woman. He was just having the feeling. He said, pray for the baby, pray for the baby. What is this one? When somebody has prayer card and we take it to the prophet, that will see vision and the rest of it. So which one be my own? But the thing didn't leave her. Then the prophet said, he told the woman, please come and take my seat. Because sometimes you first of all have to try some kindness before you can be in the inspiration of the anointing to be able to offer the right prayer that will be answered. You have to put yourself in the person's shoe first. Then give her seat. No, there are different places where Abraham give the same testimony. But it's when you read the whole thing, you get the whole picture. He gave her the seat. And then stood. And then asked, please, I know you are waiting to be prayed for. You have prayer. I say yes. But I wouldn't know whether you permit me to just pray for this baby. If that would be okay, say, because something is pushing me to pray. So if you don't allow me to, I said, why not? Just pray. Then pray for the baby. And then she went, Robert said, you go and stay at the balcony. Because she has given her seat to this woman. When that woman carried the baby to the prophet, Abraham said, your baby has been prayed for, is healed. a woman, somebody has prayed for your baby dear, and so and then that's all. Rabbi Abraham doesn't have anything to do with it. It was God was telling the woman to do that one, and the woman being a believer does that one, and it took effect. The prayer of a righteous man available. You see, he said the prayer of a preacher. The prayer of a righteous man. And you know, the Bible always uses man. So whether man or woman is inside that man. He said the prayer of a preacher. He said that of a pastor, or that of a prophet, or that of an apostle. No. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. The doctor Albrook testified. Himself said, 1 minute before there was the woman laying there, and the nurse and the grave cancer all pushed out on her breast. And 1 minute later, there wasn't even a scar where it had been moved. 1 minute, Jehovah himself carried out the operation in honor of the prayer of the husband who is an holiness preacher. Jehovah carried out the operation, and the thing vanished. It is as heavy as the one that happened in the spoken word of the prophet when he was praying for the wife, and then the deceased on the left disappeared. This one also disappeared. Not a scar. Not a scar from just a believer. So it is to let you know that if anybody surrender himself completely to God, and yield himself completely to God, it is no limit what God can accomplish through that person. Wishy-washy life, we never, don't try it. If you know your life is not right, just go near it. Remember the seven sons of Sceva. Amen. That is one of our fine medical doctors here in America. He said he was convinced right then. And he, yet, he was a deacon in a church. See, the people just think church is something you just go to. And it's, oh, you go there to learn to be good or something like that. That isn't it, friend. No. God is God. Coming to church is a serious business. That you are coming to meet the one that created you. And he has instructions to give you of how to continue this life, of how to fight the devil, of what to do to have victory. He has instructions. You may accept it and you may reject it. But one day you will meet up with it. Amen. God is good. He's just as great today as he ever was. He always will be the same. I want to repeat that statement because it didn't get us. God is good. God is God. He is just as great today as he ever was. And he always will be the same. As he answered the prayer of this brother for his wife, is as God did that time. That day, the prophet is talking, and we always be the same, including up to this time. It depends on our attitude, our action. Whichever way you talk, you will get it. This Christianity way is real. Me, I know it is real. If every other person doesn't know, me, I know. I watch it back and forth. When I was a sinner, when I was a wishy-washy, and when by the grace of God I stand, I compare everything together, I see that God is God. Yes, sir. Maybe I will take a few minutes and say a few things. I just discovered that my chest is bulky. And I used to get weak and tired easily. And my breathing was affecting somehow. I treat malaria. It will come back in a few weeks. And the minimum malaria interval I use to treat is 3 months. I said, what is this one? So one day, I went to do a scan. When they did the scan, they said that the liver is enlarged. Hepatomegaly, that is the something that is abnormal enlargement. It's medical word. Abnormal enlargement. And from that is the first stage of it. From that, the second stage is liver cirrhosis. Then from that to liver cancer. That's the procedure. And that was also when they said that also the prostate was enlarged. The same scan, because when you do abdominal scan, all those ones will be scanned. So talk. In fact, the last journey I made that time before I really was the burial of the father of a sister Silas in Warri. I was the one that preached the waking. I almost collapsed when I was preaching. The second day, I was to do governor of the feast in Benin, which I also came from. I was praying to God, just help me. So when they saw me in Benin, they believed that I would stay for Sunday service. I said, immediately after this something, I'm going to Ibadan. So I got to Ibadan that night, which apart from my family, nobody knew I arrived, because I knew that I can't go to church the next day because my body is bad. So I think it was only Brahman when I do that something, he has given me a product that he said I should use. So that day, that morning, I used the product. But I didn't get the measurement, so I used overdose. So I have to send my wife. I don't used to vomit. I only vomit. I vomited that day. Plenty of everything my sister, I vomited. So my wife came to call him in church. So he came. Then he asked, what measurement did I get? He said, this is the measurement is like this. I said, okay. God will correct it. So from that time, I now started using the right measurement. When I went to UCH, the doctor I met, he said, I should go and meet Brother Mike. He said, the thing he give me, I should go and be using it. That doctor himself is a doctor that takes care of the staff, the doctors and things in UCH. That's the session he is. He himself, if he is sick, he doesn't take their own treatment. He come and meet Brother Mike. So I went. So I came back. I was used. And go like that. It was around that time that Brother Shegun Adeyemi passed from Owerri Church, a minister. You remember him? It was from liver cirrhosis. Just a little advance to mine. If I did not get that one on time, that's also why it will happen. So I continue like that until 2019, and then I begin to feel better. I use that for then coming out of that 2021, there was a knot by the side of my head. So one day I went to Baba the Sura, I should see him. So I went in, so we were talking. And I said, there's a knot here. He said, I should go to UCH so that they will check it. He gave me somebody's number. I went there, I registered, that was the living day they took the sample. And they went to, they say it's, what's this word now? That is something that is not cancerous. What's the word? Benign, yes, it was a benign cyst. A nodule, something there. So, then I called Dr. Dongo. I sent the result report to him and things. So he said, well, what I should do is to remove it. Then I asked him whether I can remove it. He said, yes, I can come. That if it is, he will check if it is something he can do under local anesthesia. Then he said, we'll do it. So I went, and when they were operating, because they only dead in this place, when they were operating, he was telling the people they were there together that it has ruptured. I know what that means. He said it has ruptured. When they say something has ruptured, it means that it has busted and it's no more benign. I know that. So they cut it, remove it, and bandage the head. Of course, that night my head swelled and the rest of it. I showed the picture that time. So finally, I came back. Then they went to test the thing they operated out. The thing was taking longer. We asked him, where is the result? He said, we are coming, we are seeing clinical. Because they were consulting, because the result was very surprising. They say, high grade cancer. It's cancerous, it's high grade. So, then, what do I do? He said, he will send me a letter. I sent a letter to go and meet the prof. He used it, Professor Rabo, is his name. So I went. When I got there, the man did not miss words. Say, you have cancer of the thyroid. In my heart, I said, I don't get cancer of the thyroid. So what is it? Then he sent me that day to the session of radiation and the chemotherapy. So when I go to the place, they carry my father to the place. I saw people outside that came for chemotherapy, cancer cases. They just look like condemned people. Then I step aside and I call Brahma. I said, this is what they say here. He said, I should come back home. He said, I shouldn't go, I should not stay there, I should come back home. Then I came back home. Then it came. He said, this thing that we'll deal with it. Okay? So that we have to be using some drugs, which when it calculated is about 200,000 per month. So then I went and go to the unit. He said, what will happen is that if I pay for 1 month, he will give me the next month. That's how I was using those drugs like that for 1 year. The officers, when they had, they also gave their own support for 1 year. Then I stopped. Then later now, this year, this other one came up. One night. Well, I went, I was having some feelings. So in the abdomen, I think, so I went for scan. When I went for scan, I could read the thing myself. Once I just can't finish, anyone, I will Google the meaning before nobody say, doctor, one doctor that go and be. Because sometimes doctors will tell you that, well, they will not tell you exactly what is there. As I do it like this, I don't read that myself. I know what is there. So I read it that both the liver and the kidney, that there are adding substances there, which. So, of course, the person doing the scan can also the Moreno man, which many of the women know. I think you think that the man is Yoruba man. He's a Yoruba man. His name is Olatokunbo. He's a Yoruba man. I have the details because I saw one of the book he made. I saw his business. He has been this about the almost all his life. Alright, so he told me I should drink plenty of water and then see the doctor. So I went to a doctor. When he read it, he prescribed some drugs that I should be using and drink plenty of water. Okay. So as I was drinking the plenty of water, because of the prostate that was enlarged, few days, the thing just blocked. Because the water wasn't coming out the way it was entering. One night, I could not breathe.
I tried for about 3-4 hours.
No way. I just left the room. I didn't tell my wife anything. I just left the room. Came out. I just called Joshua. Joshua, let's go to the hospital. Say, what happened? Just let's go.
No.
You open the gate. When we open the gate, the angel then wake up. What is the matter? Don't worry. I can't quit. So we got to came to God's Lord here, but they passed the catheter. I spent one day there, and then drugs and stress. So then I went back to the doctor, urologist, that also to tell. I also was there 2019 when Pastor also was operated. I also registered there. He gave me some drugs I used for some time. So then preparing for this one. When I will do PSC, it's always I. Of course, the devil will be preaching somehow this way. You have that cancer, you have cancer. You will have cancer. See, I don't get cancer. It was in the course of all this battle that I have to gather those scriptures. I tell you some evening, before I sleep, if you look at it, I will never see tomorrow. The feelings in my body, there's no how to explain it. But I will kneel down. Then I will read all those scriptures. Then I will sleep. Immediately I read it, finish. Actually, I pray small. My body will just say, cool down. Then I will sleep. It was when, like I said last week, when sleeping, Oladejo had some problem in India. He called me and told me this is what is happening, that he's in the hospital. The blood pallet has gone down, it's not coming up, and they say if it did not come up, that's just, that's nothing of. So, and I sent him those scriptures, he converted it to audio, and sent it back to me. That he said that night, when he played it, that very night the thing reversed. Then he woke up. This is the drug to me I've been using for years. I know it works. That's why I sent it to him. Because since the drug they are giving him there is not working, this one will work. So it worked. So I was told that I should go and do MRI scan. This MRI scan, when I called the number, they asked me, can the patient stay in their machine for 1 hour? I say yes. I don't know which machine. I just say yes. And that time I was feeling feverish also. So I now say it's better I go for that scan. So that if I'm using malaria drug, it will not affect the result. And the devil was saying that this thing, and it is because of the PSA that is high that they say I should go and do. They want to know whether there is cancer in the prostate before the operation. Well, when I got there, do all the preambles and the rest, finally I got to the room of the operation. I saw a big machine there. I saw a bed that protruded outside. Then I was asked to lie down. When I lie down, finish, and they wrap me up, they bed me down. Then they press the button. Then the bed enters. It's just like burial. I said, is this how I will stay for 1 hour? Mercy. I was feverish. I was shivering. The place was very cold because of the machine. And it's inside. Only my head, small, I was seeing outside. The machine pressed me, and not that he has space. So they bet me. This is how I was folded and bet. They only put something in my hand that I should press if I have any concern. 1 hour. Like this? I begin to. When I stay though, this 1 hour or two is not finished. When at the point I press that, then the man came. The man said, no, stay inside the same place with me. It's in another room altogether. We are using computer to monitor what is happening there. So when he came, he said, he greeted me. Say, any problem? I say, how many minutes does he remain? He said, 12 minutes. I say, okay.
That's the only thing I want to ask. See, if I can stay here 48 minutes, then I will survive 12. From that time, I was almost like counting 1, 2, 3 to know when 1 minute has passed. After some time, then it came. Because he told me that he's going to give me an injection 5 minutes to the end of the program. So he came. They have already passed the line. So he just came and put the thing and injected. So it remained 5 minutes. So that 5 minutes, I was counting 1, 2, 3. I know when I count like that to 60, that's 1 minute. So that's how I did until the 5 minutes finished. So finally it came. Then he pressed the button and I came out. Then I came back. The result, he said, I come for the result, I think about 2 or 3 days or so. But when we film that day, I cannot read the film. It's only that result I can read. So finally, the result came. I look at it. And they say it's just also a benign prostate, which means it's not cancerous. As they say, that you know, Siam. The time this one was operated after I finished the drugs that were used that time, I actually went for a test that they put the needle again and draw the tissues or things that are there and send it for a test. And they said it's reactive cells. So no cancer there again. But the devil was still saying that the cancer is in your system. When this something came, so when I took the result of the prof, he looked at it, he said, it's good, I'm happy for the result. He said, there's no cancer there. He said, then you fix the surgery. Then he wanted to fix the surgery before the convention. I said, no, we have a convention. I said, let it be after. Then he said, okay, that's why the fix is for September 7th. And I thought I would be awake throughout the time, say, when they are doing it. But not knowing that, like 6 hours, I will not know where I was. God, that day my BP was high. My mind, maybe because of the anxiety, I never do that kind of before. So finally, he injected my spine. And then from waist down, was dead. They took it with a needle. No feeling. Yeah, a few minutes after that, I went off. Until in the evening. Now, I entered the theater after 11. So it was evening. I knew I came back this way. For some time, I was hearing some people talking in the room. I could not reply to them. I was just hearing. First of all, I was hearing sound. Then later, I was hearing what you are saying clearly. Then finally, I could not talk. Like my mouth was still gone. Until my wife said, we need to be going home now. Because it's Joshua that will stay overnight, and they are going back. She said, but I want to collect money from him. That's when I asked her, I said, which money do you want to collect? Then they now know that, okay, at least I've spoken. So, of course, even after the operation, there are a lot of battles and feelings after using all the drugs. A lot of, this leg, before it become my own, it took some time. When Brad Tim was talking, when he was preaching here, and he was talking of the time he could not carry his leg, I also experienced it, but not to the level of his own. That the nerves will hold my leg to move will be a problem. Serious, I see something tie you down like this. But nevertheless, the devil is completely gone. We believe in hospitals. I was telling Pastor when everyone were talking. I said some people think that they have faith more than Brother Brian. If you are like that, you are on your own. This message does not forbid using drugs. It does not forbid going to hospital. It does not forbid checkup. But when you do all those things and the devil wants to see, drag you down, then you appeal to God. Of course, from the time you are sick, we pray every day. A number of people have asked, even in Ghana, they have asked for this audio file that whatever, which I believe, depending on the heart of anybody, there is nobody, because it is the word of God. And the prophet says, defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. If you put your faith in it, that this is what God said, as I'm going through each scripture, of course, me too, I'm a preacher. I apply myself, put myself in there, as I'm going like that, and every day, I pray every day to fight the devil. The devil is the most stubborn thing on earth that you can ever. It is very stubborn. He will never accept defeat. Very stubborn. He will never accept defeat. He will hold you as you deal with him here. He don't come out and do another one. He said, the thing is still there. Only that this and that. No. You have to know what to believe. You have to know where you stand. If you do not, may the Lord be our help. Sometimes I will get some drugs from Bra Funsho there to call himself. He also makes some drugs that works. And I use. When you pray, we believe in using drugs. May the Lord be our help. I think I will not talk much than that. Let's continue. Yeah. Okay. Paragraph 60. And so an army forced in getting ready for a battle, for there has got to be a selection. Some soldiers, they've got to be dressed for fighting. They've got to be trained for fighting. Is that true? Is it everybody that go to war in Nigeria? There is an enlistment into the army forces. Then there is a training. Then there is equipping. They will be selected. Is not everybody that can be selected. If all of us, if we volunteer that want to be soldiers, many of us will be rejected when we get there. Because there are a lot of things that they check. They will check your height. They will test your strength, your age self. There are things that you cannot do now at this your age. Because these people that want to be seen, they may be asking them to run from here to a job. When some cannot reach Johnson here before they collapse. Many used to die during the training. Because before you go for the training, they will ask you to sign documents. That if I die, I die. It's like somebody that is to be operated. Once you are signed, if in the course of the operation you didn't go the other way, you did not come back, no case, because you have already signed. Either you or your people. That's also how they do for armies. Because they know that in the training, it can never be that all of them will come out. Many will die. But the army of God, if he has ordained you to be part, there is no casualty. And it is at any age you can be enlisted in. For this physical one, there are things to be considered: your age, your height,
your chest, your everything. They will do medical tests and do. God doesn't need all those ones. That is why the word said that the weapon of our warfare, that they are not carnal. If they are carnal, we physical. Carnal means physical. They are not physical. They are unseen. He said, but they are powerful. They are strong and they are mighty. To the pulling down of strongholds, the weapon that God uses. Amen. And I believe that the greatest battle that was ever fought is now ready to go in action. I believe that God has been selecting his soldiers. I believe he's been dressing them, training them. And the battlefront is now set, getting ready to start. Amen. Let me say, add this to my testimony. When I did the operation, that first one that was, the result came cancerous. And I share with some of the people there is a sister that we are. We talk friendly. So in one of our discussions, she said, when I was trying to tell her my faith, he said, well said. He said, but you preacher sometimes, it's easier said. Oh, yes. I know what she says is true. He said, it's easier said than practice. That if it is the way you are talking it is fine. But let the practical also be like that. Yeah. You know, it's not bad. It's fierce. Because the devil does not have sympathy. He does not pity. If you are a woman being abused, somebody or say you feel that it's enough. Satan doesn't have that. That is why I gave that thing when we started, that in spiritual warfare, unlike physical, you don't compromise. You don't call a ceasefire. You don't pity the enemy. You don't congratulate him. Like Amali Harris or whatever is congratulating people. In spiritual terms, there's no congratulation. Say you have no. The prophet said that in a battle and in a war, there comprises many battles. You lose one battle does not mean you have lost the war. You have to be strong again. For the fact that if they defeat you yesterday, doesn't mean that the next thing should defeat you. As long as you are alive, it's battle to finish. You go and prepare again, get your armor, put this in place, and face the enemy. Abraham said that as long as you are alive, Satan will be fighting you. If he's not fighting you, it means he has gotten you. That's why the word says he's going about like a roaring lion seeking who? Amen. Alright. I think we do a little of this the other time, but let's read this couple something. We are making progress really. We'll soon putting on the whole armor of God. Putting on the old armor of God. Paragraph 47 to 49. So we find out that these secret agents of the enemy, they sit around. They don't go far. They are not confined to the village. They sit around. They reach anywhere without visa. You can't run away from them. When you are sleeping, they are at work. When you are eating, they are at work. That's how you see that some people, they will put something in their mouth, Oma Babito, it will go to a wrong place, and that will lead to their death. Some people will sleep, they will not wake up. Satan is at work every second, everywhere. He has all his armies, and they sit around. Each nation now will equip its men with the latest equipment, the very latest, and they study. And they do everything. They are trying to counteract the other fellow's weapon to get a little more than a weapon. A little, something with a little more punch to it. From the bow and arrow to a musket, and from a musket to a modern rifle, and from that to an atomic, they just keep building. It keeps them busy all the time, and it is the nation's business. If they want to survive, they want to equip their soldiers with the best equipment that there is. The reason why our police die like fowl, some of them are sick that Nigeria give to them. Kondo, if they give me police uniform with stick, me, I will go. The uniform you put on your neck is a threat, makes you an enemy to some people. So if they give you something that will attract your enemy to you, and they now give you stick, it means that you are going on a suicide mission. You die like fowl. That's how you see that they kill them anyhow. Kondo, stick. You will find such in civilized countries. Sometimes in a group of about 8 police, you will see only 2 of them carrying gun. About 6 in a stick, they get for hand. Call on Sharuwa. If they want to survive, they want to equip their soldiers with the best equipment that there is. Well, God, you know, is infinite. See, you don't have to think anything better. He just got the best to begin with. So you can't improve on it. Nothing can be done about it. He just gave us the best. That is his word. Amen. That's right. That is his word, the best that can be given. This word, he passed atomic weapon. Even past chemical weapon. Because chemical weapon is this senior atomic weapon. If they shoot some few chemical something in this Ibadan today, the air we are breathing in is poisoned. Everybody will just die like fowl. Tell this man to put down with his shovel. This is not the time to do this work. I've told the trustee before now to tell him that one, but they will not follow. Amen. God give his people the very best. If he's a Muslim, can somebody try that one in the mosque? They will stone him to death. And that is what he chose for his children. The very, very best. I'm so glad of that. I see God our Father and the kingdom that we are delegates of. Amen. Paragraph 123. Oh, sorry. This one is not that same sermon. It's the greatest battle ever fought. Paragraph 123. There is the battle. The very first front line. Let's not use a .22 rifle. Let's get an atomic bomb. Let's do the job right. Let's get God's atomic bomb. What is it, Brother Branham? As at the time of Brother Branham, they were still using atomic bomb as the highest. What is it? That is, what is that God's atomic bomb? Faith, F-A-I-T-A, in his word. That is God's atomic bomb. It blows sickness and devils right and left. It annihilates them. Discriminates. It just destroys. Disintegrates everything that is ungodly. Amen. When that bomb of faith drops in there with the word of God behind it, It blows every devil, every sickness, every disease. Amen.
It is for every believer. It's for every believer. Now today we thank God for technology.
Everything you can quickly grab your phone.
Pastor, when there was no phone, what do you do? All these things that you see of the knowledge of good and evil. Sometimes, when these things come, they do two work. There's a good part of it, there's the other one. Some doesn't have faith again because of the answer. Because every small thing, now Pastor,
when there was no phone, and you know that there's something you can do, people learn to kneel down and to call upon Jehovah God. And they will enter into a war with the devil. And they will come out with a testimony. Every testimony increases your faith. But if everything is pastor, we believe in calling pastor. But where is your own faith? The prayer of a righteous man. Did he say the prayer of a pastor?
What about if the network does not go? For the past few weeks now, the network is zero. The phone that is alive that they say is not even available. They say the phone is not even the network. What they will tell you will be a big lie. When Brother Abraham brought this message, he brought it to train us to be believers, to be warriors, to be able to face the enemy anytime, anywhere.
It's a training.
Amen.
Alright. Paragraph 326. Now we want to. We are descending gradually now.
Now, what did he say here? Now listen closely. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the power of his might. Put on the old armor of God.
Did he say half of the armor?
The old armor.
The Bible said, let the word of God dwell richly in you. If we mention one scripture here now, that is very common, some will look up to 30 minutes to get that scripture. Some will be wondering whether that is in me, the Bible. Because we are not familiar with it. But that is the weapon that God has given. Then how do you fight it? You can't fight it with your certificate. You can't fight it with your age. Don't you know I'm an old man? Don't you know I'm an old woman? Don't you know I went to school? Don't you know how many times I've been in church? All those ones are stories. If you can come and meet Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth, and begin to give him punching. If you are actually the son of God, it means that he does not believe that he is the son of God. If you are the son of God, command this stone to be made ready. Let us prove it here. If you don't command it, yeah, you are not the son of God. Did he command it? Is he the son of God? He could not command it.
He doesn't have the power to turn it. He doesn't have any power to turn it. If he's son of God, he would have turned it. He doesn't have the power. Then he took him again. To the pinnacle of the temple.
If you ask the son of God, if you do that one, I'll give you a second chance.
Jump from here.
There is a scripture that said that we command his angels. They will bear you in their hand. You won't dash yourself against any stone. Or you jump down to prove that you are the son of God.
Showmanship.
He wanted to get showmanship that Jesus Christ should be doing showmanship.
When he did the first one, Brother Abraham said he wanted Jesus to be obeyed. But he refused. Anything you want to say, you can say, I'm not the son of God. I will not obey your instructions. The second one, say, you jump. If you jump, the scripture will take effect. The angels will carry you there. Don't dash yourself against any stone. What did he say? He said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. What is the reason for jumping? Because that is what how you deal with Satan. What is the reason for the jumping? To prove what? He knew that he's been on earth, he's the son of God. Is it this jumping now that will now prove that he's the son of God? Am I to do this jumping to please you as a no? Don't tempt the Lord your God. It's okay. Then he took him again. Get to the pinnacle of the hill. Very tall. Say, come here. Now only two of us that are here. Look at all the kingdoms of the earth. Let me get them. USA, Russia, China, all of them, Nigeria, and all the money, Brazil and the rest of it. Let me get them. See if I find women. See if I find houses. See all the cars. See the dollars, the everything, pastor and everything. Let me get all of them. Here now, I will hand them over to you. He met somebody beyond Esau. He saw this one at Esau. Esau, that one morsel of bread, he sold his birthright. But this one is not Esau. He was not offered a morsel of bread. This one was the entire war. I will give them to you. You get it behind you. You only worship the Lord your God. He's the one that you have to serve. Then off he goes. The Bible says he lives for a season. Not forever. He lives for a season. For some time. Right, let's leave it. Let's go to some other person. Amen. Put on the old armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. How do you wrestle with flesh and blood? Abraham said, shooting bullets. That is how physical battles are fought. And caught with knives. Abraham said, and that is not it. But we are fighting against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. The rulers of the darkness of this world. Look, the thing that people have, that they shout and they scream and run away from, the witches and the wizard and the rest of it, that people, whatever. Look, it fool everywhere. It fool everywhere. May the Lord be our help. One of our brothers there, they are interpreting for them. He came to my house one day during this sickness to come and he gave testimony that while he was a Muslim, that he was in 16 courts. He said, then they on the senior, all this witch and wizard, then they under them. He's there. He talked plenty that day, but yes. And yes, it was an affair. Sitting down. So all these affairs, you see, they sit down. Now allow the devil. Forget about that. They are all people that are involved. That is why Ajo is in their team. How late do you find a Muslim that does not do juju? That they are just serving God. Oh, forget about those small people like address of people. We are only talking about 1 year. If you go to some places, you say certain things, they go to neck. Anything in their book that goes to blasphemy is death is the consequence. They will kill you now. So If you don't know why you are studying, be careful. Get them a pile.
The rulers of darkness, who rules the world? The devil. Certainly, who is all these things going on? All these ungodly things going on around through here, and these governments and so forth, it is all the devil. The Bible says so. The devil controls in the United States. The devil controls Germany. The devil controls every nation in the world. That is why we are not getting results. You talk of money in this country, I tell you, the nation is stinkingly rich. Very, very rich. When you read the newspaper and say they are just transferring something to those million Nigerians. If you press that amount that they say they transfer to that one, you see how many billions it has gone to. They will spend up to 5% of that to actually transfer the remaining.
Sure.
Every time you see grants, they click that. Now they sit up on the grant and eating it. I have information of some people that are connected with their talk. Now them eating the money. I'm not more going to fill any form for any grant again. I tell you, they just use all our data to be taken because they are going to put that this is the people that collect it. All the ones you have been filling, money has been collected on your need. Wicked human beings, rulers of the darkness of this world. I'm coming to it just in a few minutes. I will find out whether he does or not. Every kingdom ever was or ever will be, until God sets up his kingdom, is controlled by the devil. Let the preacher in Asoro, let him read this scripture and say these things. He will be finishing the sermon before they will be off the mic and take him off. If you only go jejele to his house, we thank God. I don't mean everybody in it is the devil. Now, there is godly men in government offices. There is going to be one here in a few minutes, in a few nights, right here, to show a picture here with Brother Agabert here at the place. He's been the diplomat to about 5 different presidents, Brother Rowe. He'll be here. I think it's about second week in April. Ranelli will announce it. He's a wonderful man. He said he could speak in 8 different languages, I believe. But when he received the Holy Ghost, he didn't have no language to talk to the Lord. So the Lord just gave him one, he said. So he talked to him with that one. Give him a new one that he never had practiced on. All right. Amen. Spiritual wickedness in high places. See, now listen. All you soldiers now, just before we start the prayer line, he said, take unto you the old, not just part of it, the old armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Evil days are here. The way the devil has even gone on rampage in these few weeks now, it's been very serious. It's not even all that happens that you know of. So many things have happened in these few weeks. I heard of a lady in LA that had headache last week, Wednesday. Last week Saturday, not this Saturday, the other week Saturday. And just headache, use paracetamol and the rest of it. By the time he slept, he woke up, it was stroke. Went to the hospital, New Year. By Wednesday, she was gone. So much here and there. Well, we must all go one by one of these days. Apart from the rapture, when the rapture comes, the rest of us will go. But
If anyone is appointed to go as individual like that, just be ready spiritually. Be ready spiritually. You young ones, maybe you think that we are joking here. If you have crossed the age of accountability, there is no automatic ticket for you. If you are resenting what we are saying, God be merciful unto you. I will take responsibility. I will answer for what I preach. What to do about it, you also answer for the same. The motive behind it, all my explanation and everything, I will answer before God. Whether it was me saying it, or it was the Holy Spirit that said it to me, everybody will face the answer. I know one thing, that anyone that has the Holy Ghost, he'll be ready for anything that the Word of God says.
Amen.
The prophet said, that is the day we are living in, evil day. And having done all to stand, stand.
Amen.
You get that? See on it. Prophet was referring to somebody who is sick. When you have done all you can do to stand, then stand. Don't move. Stand therefore, having your loins. Listen at this. Listen what it is. Your loins. That is your middle part. This is the loins. Guided about with truth. And what is the truth? The word of God. That's right. Say, thy word is true. All right. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. That is, do what is right. You have to live right before these things can take effect. You can't live a wishy-washy life and ever expect to overcome the devil. He will slap your face. God, the word of God in you, doing what is right, the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That is, anywhere you go, you are always with the gospel. Go anywhere, any place, anytime, your feet is shod with the gospel. See, and look, he said, and above all, take the shield of faith. Shield is a protection. The shield of faith, that's the one that knocks off the darts. That is why when you see the soldiers and they are going, even police, they have something they put on their chest like this one, and they put an helmet that some certain bullets cannot penetrate. They know that if the bullet hit them in the hand, something can be treated and they will still be on their feet again. But there are some places that the bullet, if it enter the head, it scatters the head. If it enter the chest, the person is dead instantly. That is why those areas are protected.
Amen.
Take the shield of faith. Alright. Where we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation. The shield of faith to protect you. You know, there are some sheets that they actually have in South Africa. They carry like this for their front because they work with spears to fight in India. So they have that something to be able to be dodging the shield. I mean the dart that is being sent. He said, and the element of salvation to cover your head. That is the soul. It covers the head, and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. How are you going to let this helmet, what it does? It's a protection. What is an helmet made out of? Brass. Brass can't even be tempered. Hard other than iron. A brass headpiece. The what? The salvation. Knowledge of knowing this, and my healing comes from God. That is them scriptures that God has said about healing. As long as you carry that one and that forms your meditation, Satan can't cross that one. That is what I used to tell Satan. You can't cross this world. You can't cross this one. See what God said about me. These are the things that you are saying, but see what God said here. You can't cross this one. If you can cross this one, cross, let me see you. Oh, mercy. My healing comes from God. My salvation comes from God. My experience matches His word, not the churches. Idea, but the word. Amen. There you are. Covered over with the protection, the helmet of salvation, deliverance. Take that, then go marching forward. Now, that is what we are supposed to do. Amen. In the greatest battle ever fought, paragraph 341 to 343. It says, Satan's army brings diseases. That is what Satan is, because he's a destroyer. Satan, the whole kingdom of Satan, is sickness, death, and sorrow, and frustrations, and worry. All of Satan. These are the things that is the revival of Satan. He likes to hear people cry. He likes to hear people sorrow. He likes to hear people troubled. He likes to hear people dejected, frustrated. That is his revival. When that is happening, you'll be jumping up and down. When it happened to Job, the revival was there. And this is Job that God said he was a righteous man. He said there was no man like him. He said he eschewed evil. But Satan said, he's doing that one because you give him everything. God said, that's not it. God gave permission. Oh, yeah, go and try. And Satan gathered all his demons. Ah, then we have given us the visa. The visa is already here. Then he positioned there. Where he has his asses, where he has his sheep, where he has his this one, where he has the cattle, where he has this one, he positioned there. When I signal to you, destroy. I signal to you, destroy. All of you wait for instruction. He lined them up. Your own is, you are the number one. You do your own first. Then you follow. 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 Then finally, you position one with the children. Where they are doing their party. When I do it, oh yeah, collapse the wall inside. That kind of collapse I've never seen. Because the Bible says that the four walls came inside. If it's this way wind is blowing, you expect the wall from this side to fall. If it's this way, you expect the wall for the wall to come inside. Now, special one. The devil says, yeah, start. As he happens like this, the servant here is running to Job's house. In about 5-10 minutes, signal to this one. He happened. Oh, yeah, he's also running. As this one is finishing delivering the message to Job, this one will arrive. As this one finishes, this one arrive. And this one finish, this one arrive. And this one finish, this one arrive. All the news he was hearing that day was evil news. News of sorrow. News of destruction. The last person that came brought the news of my children. Say, I'm the only one that escaped to come and tell you. That one that came says, it's not his own child. Is one of the invitees to the party. That thing took all the children. I'm the only one that escaped to come and tell you. When he heard that one, he stood on his feet. He tear his dress. Say, naked I come to the world. Naked I will return. The Lord gave. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's easier read than experience. We are not talking of only one child here. We are talking of 10. At once. No previously sick. No nothing. And he has even done sacrifice that God requested for each one of them. So according to God's own law, they are perfect, they are okay, they are covered. Despite that one, because God was trying to prove something to Satan. That's just all. Only to prove something to Satan. The The same religion of Job is what we are in. It's what we are in. And let me tell you in clear terms, we are the only enemy now that Satan has. Except you are escort here. If you are here, called of God, sincerely follow this message. We are the only enemy that Satan has. Any little opportunity will strike very hard. If you don't have any substance, if you don't have anything holding you, that is then you will turn your back and move away. That will be the end of Malachi 4. But the army of God, they bring life, they bring faith, they bring joy, they bring peace. And the prophet said, now that is the two great forces that is coming together right now, and they are battling. They are battling right here in the building right now. Right now, there are some people battling with some statements. Before you meditate on that one, finish, this is the deep places where we have traveled far. We have traveled far. They battle day by day with you, every force. Satan following you along. That great big kingly priestly Goliath trying to scare the liver out of you. Amen. We are close. Praise God. Amen. Paragraph 344 to 347. Then we are closing here. And just, yeah, that's fine. You are fortified. Amen. With the gospel. With the word of truth around your loins. Glory. Preacher, that is what it is. Helmet of salvation. The shield of faith. And the sword. Waving it in your hand. Satan, I'm coming to meet you. You meet me in the name of science. You meet me in the name of culture. You meet me in the name of organization. You meet me in the name of this, that, or the other. But I meet you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. I'm coming after you. Give way. Even death itself can't stand there. Chop a hole right through it. That's right. Satan's army brings diseases. God's army is commissioned to cast them out. Amen. There you are. Every time Satan throws any arm onto you, God's army is to cast him out. Amen. Cast out. Now the prophet said in his own ministry, he said, everyone that comes to the platform here, he said, they are all delivered. He said, but what happens to you is according to your faith when you leave this place. But in the presence of the pillar of fire, nothing stands. When you come and you are prayed for, it is not the pastor or any minister that is trying to do so that he said, because of his pastor, he doesn't want his sister. No, it's beyond that one. We are executing God's instruction. And once God's instruction is executed, then the manifestation, the effectiveness, the whatever happens from that one is between Satan and God and you. The condition of your heart, how your faith is. So, they have not actually taken this message as the final high post. They are still wavering. And that is what is affecting some other things that is happening to Saul. Any small opportunity, some see just some pleasures of the world. When that one happens, your faith can't stand. Satan know all those loopholes. That is where we stand and puncture it. Because he knows that your faith is not balanced. If your faith is balanced and you take your stand, no way Satan, there's nothing Satan can. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh. And a final thing. You should be able to reach a point that you will say with all your heart that let Satan come and examine me, there's nothing he can find. Not that you are born as a saint, but we got there through God's process.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That is the very technique about you. Satan used the army of destruction to disbelieve God's word and set him up a better kingdom than Michael had, and God cast him out. God's method is cast out the devil. Cast down reasoning. Cast down superstitions. Cast down worry. Cast down diseases. Cast down sin. Amen. You are above it, resurrected in Christ Jesus, set in heavenly places with every devil under your foot. If he starts to stick his head in there, man. Amen. As we close, the prophet said in paragraph 145 and 146 of the same psalm that the brain of the army is in his capital. The intelligence. The army of Nigeria is presently headed now by a three-star general. Even that star said, they just put it so that it can be heard. They just put a lieutenant general. We have never had a field marshal in Nigeria. Maximum has been four-star general, which is a full general. But we have plenty major generals, lieutenant generals, but generals are few. Then we have never had a field marshal. This one said, when they give her, not be civilian, they say, you are now for the. Wait till you know about war. That is decorating somebody three-star general. He also said, you know, be one-star. Decorating somebody three-star. Political decoration. What added the stars is achievement in the army. The battle they fought and won. Boko Haram is still having his way. Kidnappers as if you are decorating somebody. What is the star all about? What is the star about? Is that what you are talking about? Carry yourself there about faith in quarter and drive them away from that place. They will know you are something star general. May the Lord be gracious unto us. I say, may God be gracious unto us. But the prophet said in paragraph 146, he said, hallelujah, we got a five-star general, spelled J-E-S-U-S. Placing five stars on us, F-A-I-T-H. He has never lost a battle. Hallelujah. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Get the devil out of the way. He's the great chief captain. So, the devil isn't even in the picture. Amen. That is where we belong. In this battle, no casualty. No casualty. From the selection to the training to the dressing to the equipping and to the sending out to go and confront the enemy, no casualty. When they were fighting the physical, that was the same word that God spoke to Joshua. It was the misbehavior of the people that let them meet a defeat. And that happened only once. It happened only once. Say, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And Joshua went with that. To the extent that at the gate of Jericho, he saw a man standing there. He went to meet the man with his sword. Say, who are you? Are you for us or for our enemy? Then he said, as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I coming? Then Joshua bowed himself. Then he told Joshua, drop all your equipment, drop them here. You are not going to fight anything here. The things one is still the style for this one. And for every battle you find that the status that God gives them is different. At Jericho, he said, just walk around once in a day and come and rest. Do that one for 6 days. On the seventh day, walk seven times. When the seventh is completed, let out a scream. A 4 feet wall. A wall that is as thick almost as this tabernacle in its thickness. It went down flat. And there was a crack in the wall, because there is a place in there that have the house of Rahab on top of it. A crack this side, a crack that side. This one stood, all the other wall fell down flat. Because there is a covenant with this woman, and God respects all his covenants. All the battles in the Old Testament, go and look at them, and see when God is involved, whether they are ever defeated. Lila, they are never defeated. That was when they were still even warring with carnal weapons. But sometimes, God himself will say, okay, because of the time element, and because of something, I want this battle to finish quickly, okay, I want to add more something. So if you open some tap in heaven, rain or stone, we start falling down, and you have a great day. And the Bible will say that the people that are killed by the stones are more than those that the chain of his neck. Who do you call God? When we cross to the New Testament, then the tactics change. We don't have time. I just summarize what would have taken us about 30 minutes because our time is up. In the New Testament, the tactics just changed. When Peter has not understood the way to walk, because the Holy Spirit has not come yet, he carried his sword. He was still in the Old Testament in his own belief. And the people came to arrest Jesus Christ. He carried his sword. Pim! That one took the ear of Sam, like the short trump. Because God knows that he still has something to do. He didn't allow the thing to affect the thing. He only passed through the only just tears small here. He didn't stop the campaign at all. That is what even added to his campaign. When the people saw that, they didn't want to kill you. Okay, we'll not support you. No, sometimes when the devil is planning something against God's program, you just make it to work better. That is when the thing now blows up. See the way it beat the woman flat. 226 to 270, 280 something, or 295 or something. The gap is wide. It don't used to be as wide as that in the US. Bit and flat. But this servant that maybe he dodged or whatever, whether it was even the head, Peter will have something. But anyhow, he took the head. Then Jesus pricked the hair like that. Happening. This one alone, if these ones are not serpent seed, won't they repent? They continue. There's nothing you can do that will help serpent seed. Forget that whether the message is not clear. The message is clear. The message is clear. This time around, they were on the sea. And Satan, Abraham said that 10,000 demons, they swore that they will sink him and the disciples. He first of all stayed there as if he was sleeping. In one place, Abraham said, frankly, I don't believe he was sleeping. But when they tried all their best, then finally, they said, why are we in trouble? The master himself is also here. Then they will carry down that we perish. What are you saying? You are who is perishing. He rebuked them for their unbelief. He didn't expect unbelief in his church, but unbelief was still there because they have not yet received life. Then he stood, peace, be still. And he think, shh. In 1 second, everything just was. Now, so a part of me. What manner of man is this one? A past man. That is God. He was giving them how the new battle will be. That the weapon is not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. They could be 10,000 devils. They could be 10 million devils. As long as they are devils, we have authority, not power, to cast them out. Amen. Nana has a prayer come with their own tactics. Peter didn't poison them. They did not stone the people. Only one word. Why has the devil put it in your heart to come and deceive the Holy Ghost? He go, he died. 3 hours, the woman come inside. Is it so much you who sold the something? Bro, you know now. Yes now. Bro. God bless you, bro. Liars! This message, I've seen minister grabbing the pillar of power to swear on a lie. We have seen church members grabbing Bible to swear on a lie. If you got the time has not come. The time is coming that you try it in and that you will die on the spot. And nobody will mourn you. Because in the scripture they never mourned it. And we are not going to mourn somebody that died like that. You die, you die like foul. And they will bury you like foul. Before the wife called, the wife did not attend the funeral of the husband. They have finished the burial before she came. When Peter was put in prison, I said, this kind of sermon, we are warning you not to be visited. Just say that we'll deal with you later. The weapon of our warfare is not carnal. As he said, the Ajaje, the angel just came and touched him. In between four quaternions, four soldiers, they the big gate that lead to the city. As you see them coming like this one, like the airport door, you just do like this, automatic door. Then they went out. Then they were going, when they got to the street, call straight. That is where me and normally live. On the street that they call straight. I know they live around about. I live at the street that they call straight. That's why me, I'm direct on my own something. If not, we go Girida, we face and Korokoro. If you do well, we will praise you openly. You do well, we also lash you openly. We will live at the street and the cross street. When they go to that street, then the eye of Peter is clear. If you want your eye to be clear, come to the street at the cross street. It is the street of God's word. You live your corner, your dubious life. Whichever come to the street that they call straight. That's where Christians stay. And be straightforward. Straightforward with God. Straightforward with your brothers and sisters. Straightforward and face the God who's quietly. And serve God because he's the only living God. The weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. And they are mighty through God to be pulled down of strongholds. As long as God still have assignment for us to do here, nothing moves us out of here. We sit there here. I started this sermon before I went for surgery. I'm completely after the surgery. And I listened to what I preached that it was cursed. We cannot be cursed of the scary of the devil. I will not say the truth. Who will say the truth? And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Are you a believer? But Abraham said, you can be righteous. You can be holy. You can live right and the devil can do nothing about it. It belongs to the Lord's army. And while we are here, the devil is in trouble. We will constantly trouble his kingdom until we leave this place. God bless you. May his coming glad in our hearts. Shall we rise up?
clothes. I believe you had some testimony this service about people that raised their heads while they are asked to bow it, what they got from it. Never you try such. Apart from the little children that doesn't know what they are doing, if they don't understand it, no problem. But all those that understand it, they've got to bow their head and close their eyes. Because we are before the Creator of heaven and earth. I want to solemnly ask this audience, if there be anyone here whose life is not straight with this gospel yet, who has his doubts, who has his up and down, whose life is not worthy of the gospel, I will ask the Jehovah God, the King of Kings, to be merciful to him or her. Will you lift up your hand at this hour for prayer? This is not for everybody. Precisely the request the thing up. If you are here and your life is not yet straight with this gospel, and you are asking for God's mercy to help you, to straighten you out, to deliver you, to fill you with His Spirit, help you to represent Him correctly, that you can be enlisted into His own army, lift up your hand unto God while this prayer is being offered. This may be your last chance. God may still give you more chance. I don't know. Is it the hand of God? And this may also be your last chance. The scripture says, be sober. Gracious eternal Father, thou art God. You are the one that brought us together here. We have found ourselves around this review word of the hour. There is no message like this on the earth. He came through the bleeding world. And we thank you. We thank you for the honor you gave to us to come to your table, to come and dine. Who are we, mortals, sinners? Saved by grace. We bless you. Answer all. Some from the altar, many in the congregation, precisely on the request that they want their life to be straight with this gospel. They want complete and total deliverance from everything of the world. They want their heart to be centered on this world, that they can be correctly enlisted into the army of the Almighty God. They don't want to be an escort. They don't want to be a sympathizer. But that day, they want to hear the word from you, "Well done, my faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." That is what they desire. That's why they defy the law of gravity. I believe that everyone has done it with all humility and sincerity of heart. Look upon your people, Heavenly Father, and be gracious unto everyone. May you hear this prayer, dear Father, Lord, and set your people free. Deliver your people, Heavenly Father, as you said through that, oh God, dream that was at that time, when you saw some people, oh God, Lord, in that house of hell, where they were behind the iron bars, and the voice said you should deliver them, and you said that you don't have the power. He said you should speak, and you spoke. I said, house of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. And there was a cracking, and there was a breaking, and the people were loose and set free. Dear Almighty God, no matter the binding of the devil, no matter what he has put them inside, in the name of Jesus Christ, you that have power to do all things, that can set free, that can heal the sick, that can raise the dead, that can deliver, oh Father, Master, as many as are in one captivity or the other of the devil of sin, of doubt, or indifference, of unbelief, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you set them free, Heavenly Father. House of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. House of unbelief, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. House of sin, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. Let your children, Almighty God, let them go free, dear Father. May they enjoy the liberty of the Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As many as are sick in this audience, and by extension, our sister in the hospital, we ask Almighty God, because of power is still the same up till now. Your prophet said, up till any time, as long as this war continues, may you send for your power this time and
quicken the body of your people and set them free from sicknesses. It is the revival of the devil. May you stop that revival, Heavenly Father. Replace it with joy and happiness. Replace it with strength, Heavenly Father. Let the glory of the Almighty God shine upon your children. So shall it be, Heavenly Father, because your word has spoken it. Thank you, righteous Father. May you refresh your people. May you bless your people. May you lift the saints to higher heights. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Those that came to the altar, you know why each one has come. May their request precisely be granted unto them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting our petition, because we have asked them with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. I've exceeded the time a little bit, I'm sorry. The worship service, I saw that the sang leader was already saying the Lord should dismiss us with his blessing. So I thought that maybe the service ending. Of course, we have received some blessings in the Sunday school. I said, well, whether you feel that the one we have collected today is okay. I think we still have one in the evening before the Lord will finally deliver us from the day with his blessing. God bless you richly. I say, God bless you richly. May his coming gladden our hearts. Oh, man. Let me just raise an hymn before I. My hope is built on nothing less. 138, than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Oh,
Oh.